Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. There is a senior student over at Girard High School that does a great job with visual imagery, takes a lot of different photographs and pictures that she uploads on Facebook at different Girard High School activities and events. Joelle Gallagher is her name. And first up, I want to seriously commend you. You do awesome work. Where did your love of photography begin at?
I started taking pictures through nature. I've always been outdoorsy. So I started with taking pictures while we were on trips and close-ups of different animals on our land. And I started entering them in the New Windsor Fair, and then it just kind of grew from there.
And you're a regular at the Girard High School sporting events and activities. What kind of reaction do you get from your fellow students? I know probably positive reaction because I see a lot of your work shared. That's the purest form of flattery, isn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate all the attention I get for it. It really makes me feel good.
What makes a good shot for you think, when you set up and, you know, it's probably a situation where it basically is a work in progress where you've learned a lot of this by trial and error, but it seems like you're getting the hang of it now. You take some pretty good shots.
Yeah, I looked at some pictures I took last year compared to this year, and it's amazing how far I've come. I didn't realize that there was really any difference, but it really means a lot to me putting them on Facebook and having all the boys see them and all their parents, the football pictures. And they always text me or contact me after the games and tell me how much they appreciate them, and it's nice because it gives them something to look forward to after a game if they've had a rough game or something.
Some of the compliments you've got over the years, do any stand out, or I guess a better question is, like, any of the shots you've taken, have you sat back and said, man, I've really got the hang of this, I think, now?
I remember last year, before a football game, it was between the JV and the varsity game, there was just a phenomenal sunset, and I was taking pictures of that, and just how they turned out. It was amazing, because I didn't edit them, I didn't enhance the colors or anything, and one of the seniors last year used those pictures for his graduation party. He made copies of them and gave them out to everybody. And that was super cool for me, and that really, those are ones that I like to look back at.
Is there one sport over the other that you like to shoot, or are they basically all the same for you?
I definitely really enjoy football. Football, there's so many different shots you can get with the line or with the quarterback or the receivers catching the ball. Wrestling's fun also because you really get attached to those different emotions. I have pictures of the emotions between the coaches and the individuals that are wrestling. I took pictures at volleyball games, and those are really hard for me because there's not as much going on. So I definitely like football, but I like the emotions of wrestling a lot.
All right. Now, you're an interesting person. I was telling you off the air, and I know we're talking about a lot of different subjects, and I said, well, Shirley headed to college next year looking at probably a digital media major, and you say, you're wrong, Taylor. I want to go and do environmental sciences. That's an interesting combination. A kid that really likes photography, digital imagery, but says, hey, I'm looking to further my education in the field of environmental sciences. How in the world did that come about?
I live on a 200-acre tree farm, and I've always been outside doing my own thing. A lot of pictures that I take that people don't see, my overall favorite pictures that I take are of spiders, which is different, but those are things that I'm really interested in, and stuff like that. Like, that's where I really thrive, is in nature.
You told me off the air, though, maybe a minor in something that, like that in school. And one of the institutions you're looking at having made a final decision is Michigan State. All right, back to the 200-acre tree farm. At one time, it was a Christmas tree farm where people could come out and pick their own Christmas tree. But now you're changing direction. Now, this is another thing I learned today. So take it away. What is the tree farm involved in right now? And tell us what the market for that tree farm is. This is a learning portion for our listening audience.
Over the past 10 years, we've been planting Chinese chestnut trees. There's a really big market for them. In like the Iowa area, there's a big Bosnian population. And so that's where we sell them to a nut grower and seller, and then he distributes them among the populations or to different companies that want the chestnuts.
All right, that's awesome, man. We learned a lot from you today, and this is a kid I know that's involved in Student Senate over there, National Honor Society, and also runs cross-country and outstanding photography work. You'll see Joel Gallagher at a lot of different Sherrard High School activities. Keep up the great work. I mean it, man. Those pictures you take at those events are great, and thanks for coming on and visiting with us today.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot.
Joel Gallagher, a senior at Sherrard High School, joining us on WRMJ.